KJ89GLH, listening.
BK6MRB to BK6BRX.
Hey, CSTM. Heard somebody out there. Still there? Kilo Wave. Bravo, Charlie Mike. Hey, well, God bless you. Have a good night. Kilo Wave. Bravo, Charlie Mike. Clear.
VK6, all the way from Canberra. You got VK1 Juicy Tomato, VK1 JT listening.
VK1 JT, SA3DSX. VK1 JT, VK1 JT. What if you're monitoring, Tom? Sierra Alpha 3, Delta Sierra X-ray.
This is VK6 Bravo Mike Portable Mobile in West or Eastern West Australia. Listening through the All Star Links to Perth. VK6 Bravo Mike Portable Mobile.
MJO Mobile.
Mobile. AB9NN mobile monitoring.
AB9NN, KB8SBJ. Good morning, John.
Hi, good morning from Chum's Corners.
Oh, I thought you might still be home. I was kind of seeing what you had for snow over there. I've got 8 to 10 inches of snow here at my house. I'm just kind of curious what else is going on in the county.
Very good. Yeah, we've got probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 inches.
Yeah, yesterday after breakfast, we went into Frankfort, and there was like virtually no snow, just a light dusting. Where here, I had solid 4 inches when I left for breakfast. And it's just amazing how that lake effect snow works. But it's definitely snowing out there now. I'd probably go out this afternoon and get a snowblower running. But I'm just kind of curious, what do you got in Chum's Corners? You got a lot of snow there?
We're headed to Church this morning for the 11 o'clock service, and then we do a little grocery shopping and head back after that. So, interesting on the repeater this morning. I could not raise the repeater from my home to TH, but I've got an S8 on the repeater from Chum's Corner, so not sure what was the deal with my home to TH.
Yeah, I'm not sure, John. I just hope this works. I got some plans, just please bear with me. I got some plans, but unfortunately the weather is going to be hard to do a lot of stuff up there on Crystal Mountain. Unless it gets 65 degrees and sunny next week, but I don't anticipate that, so. Okay, John, I'll let you be on your way, and have a good day and drive safe. KBHFBJ.
Okay, thanks for the ride along. We'll catch up to you later. Good to hear you on the repeater. 89 and then mobile will be monitoring.
KFA DNF in Pataki.
KFA DNF.
Just an outside did not catch your call.
This is KFA DNF. Sounds like they had a double there.
Okay. Where are you located at? I'm in Thompsonville.
Yeah, good to hear you guys on that new machine down there getting into the system. I'm in Harbor Springs, but driving on the roads in Petoskey right now. And I think my buddy Chris from Brutus just tried chiming in. Go ahead, Chris, if you're there.
Yeah, KHZAT, good morning to all. Hope you're driving safe today.
Well, right now I'm driving my couch. Looking out there at the snow. What kind of snow reports do you guys have up there in the tip of the mitt?
Well, we only had an inch or two on the ground, and then I woke up this morning to about 5 or 6 inches. Just went out to deer camp and helped button that up for the season. And I'm driving the seasonal roads and back roads home, and some of them have been plowed and some of them haven't.
Yeah, we woke up to about 6 inches this morning and probably got another, 2 or 3 since then.
Yeah, I definitely got 8 to 10. And wind has picked up a little bit since it started this morning, and so there might be some drifting going on. But I think it's here to stay. A little later than normal, but it's here to stay. So with that, I wish you all good luck driving. Be careful, be safe. And enjoy your day. KV8SBJ.
Copy that. You do the same, Thompsonville. Hope you have a great day. And I got to be running my snowblower here in a few minutes myself. So we'll catch you on the air another time. My call sign is KF8ENF, and my name is Bentley.
Yep, good to hear you, Thompsonville. That's K8GAT here. Name is Chris.
Chris, you heading over to your mom's today?
Nope, not today. I think I'm going to wait till it dies down a little bit, hopefully, and this evening I'll blow snow and maybe only have to do it once in 24 hours.
Yeah, I'm a little obsessive-compulsive about that. I don't like to have big old ruts in my driveway, so I stay on top of it pretty regularly. So I'm going to get home here shortly and get after it, and then Christy and I are going to go out for Sunday Fun Day today. Not sure where. It might just be to Bar Harbor and Harbor Springs, like nice and close.
Yeah, I know we haven't had a plow down our road yet today, so, but we're kind of outliers too as far as that goes.
Last to get plowed, last to get your power restored.
You know what? And I'm perfectly okay with all that.
Keeps the miscreants and the undesirables away, that's for sure.
Yes, that is. That is for sure. Have to deal with a few snowmobiles up and down the road, but I'll take it.
Brother, I'm looking forward to getting some winter tires on the Adventure Mobile. That should make a huge difference. These all-terrains are nice, but they're not a replacement for dedicated snows.
Yeah, that is a definite fact. People really kind of tend to overlook tires until it's forefront staring them right in the face.
Yeah, we drove back from Traverse City last night after dropping our daughter at the airport, and Christy's Caddy has some really good snow tires. We got some Blizzaks on it. And I'm sure that people were watching us pass them and having choice words for how crazy I am, but they just, if you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah, and those Blizzaks are, they are a pretty amazing tire. Lisa's got a set of those on the old Equinox, too, and it's a, it is a night and day difference for sure.
I first had a set of those on my Volkswagen Touareg, and, well, you could confidently drive on ice at 70 miles an hour with those tires. They were amazing. The only thing I think would be better would be a studded tire, but, you know, that's, comes with its own issues, but yeah, very, very impressed with them since the very first time I drove on them, and I've been buying them ever since.
Yeah, I'm kind of amazed they haven't discontinued them because I like them. Usually that's how things work. Once I find something I really, really like and can buy into, they quit making it.
Yeah, isn't that the truth, man? Jeans, boots, hunting jackets. You know, you got to buy like three of them when you find something that you like so it lasts you for a while before you have to convert over to something new.
Yeah, that is no lie there, for sure.
All right, brother, I'm going to let you go. Have a great day. Enjoy the hibernation, and we will hopefully see you tomorrow at the shop when I swing by to pick up my truck.
Sounds good, my friend. You be safe out there and stay warm. K8ZAT. Clear monitoring.
Do that. KF8ENF.
Wrong truck one. Oop, sorry. W85K.
Station calling. Your audio is unreadable. It's so low. K8SGW.
The N8MJO mobile.
Boy, are you nuts being out in this weather? K8SGW.
I'm not crazy. My mom had me tested.
Yeah, I hear you. We just got back from up north yesterday. Boy, I'm glad we came home yesterday.
To be honest with you, once I hit the Sheboygan County line, the roads got so much better. Emmett County just does not know how to plow.
Oh, I hear you on that sometimes. You can always tell when you hit a county line. It was like that downstate, too. But we got about 10 inches here overnight. It finally stopped about a half hour ago.
Yeah, I've been watching the snow out the window at church, and yeah, there was probably only 15 of us out of 80 show up to church. So when I walked across the yard to jump in my Jeep, it came up to, I'm guessing it was about the, about 16 inches up my leg, and it really wasn't windy at our house. I think when I walked out the door, we had calm winds, so it wasn't drifty.
We're getting some wind gusts here, probably 10 to 15 miles an hour. My wind speed indicator is snowed in, so I got to knock the snow off of it to find out for sure. I'm kind of holding out going out and blowing snow until it looks like it's going to give up for a bit. Maybe this afternoon. I got nowhere I got to go today.
Yeah, I'm just about ready to pull into Walmart and can see the limbs bouncing in the wind, starting to pick up. So I think they said it was going to probably give us like 25 mile an hour gusts this afternoon, and then some people are saying that it's going to clear up. So, I'll just go home, wait and see. I don't have any hurry to clear my driveway, so probably just do it tomorrow morning before I have to go anywhere.
Sounds good. Well, I got a bunch of little indoor projects to do, so I'm going to do that. And if I feel like it, I'll go out in the garage and try to change the carburetor on my old snow thrower, and I'm going to give that to my son. It's a big old one with, I think it's 8 horsepower Briggs & Stratton. Good old steel jug motor.
Yeah, those are the good ones. As I say, sometimes they're hard to find parts nowadays. I got a rototiller that I cannot find any parts for. So it's one of these things I'm probably going to have to buy a new one. So, well, I pulled into Wally World. I got to pick up some Miracle Whip for the old turkey sandwiches. We ran out of that, so I'll say 7-3 and probably jump back on the air on my truck home. So, good to talk to you, Shannon. N8, MJL, clear.
Yeah, I picked up a small adjustable width rototiller and a tipper leaf blower. $40 each. Both have Briggs & Stratton motors on them, and they were barely used. I love garage sales. Enjoy Wally Mart and all the Wally Martians. 73KSBW.
Woo!
And Duke, yes, Tampa, Florida.
N8, MJL.
N8, MJL, and Duke, PDF.
Did I hear you're in Florida?
That's affirmative. About 30 miles south of Cape Canaveral is Grove.
Hey, can you send up some warm weather? No, to get rid of all the snow that we've got overnight?
I can try. I just sent my children back to North Carolina from Thanksgiving and a couple back to Western New York, and I tried to send some nice weather with them.
Over. First on in 50 years. Yeah, 50th anniversary. Dad hasn't got it done in a long time. He's a sad man, but he's still with her, you know, he's faithful, we'll give him that.
N8 MJL, station that was just in.
K-U-Q, Echo, Dick Bag, I can't remember, T-I-Q. It's hard to phonetically say, but either way, yeah, your mom, she's warm and wet, and thank you.
What's that call sign one more time so I can make note of it?
Even when she forgets to shave, at least it's just warm down there. It's like insulated. Me in Michigan's great. You come from Australia, like, oh, there you get around these there's old ladies, and they're like, won't you hug my button? And I'm like, yes, ma'am, I will.
And MJL.
Flicky Flickerton is there.
So where are you located at?
Yeah, well, CIA doesn't like when you transmit from Antarctica without permission, so, yeah, good luck. That's why you have to release a date and a time. That's why FDA's the only way to reach Antarctica. It's all because people aren't on the radio anymore.
Yeah, I was on SSB and your mom last night, single slut band. Yeah, she was riding it. Talk about Antarctica. She was riding the rest spot. She was 12,000 leagues under my ass, and I couldn't believe it. Sir, you are on a licensed band. What is your call sign? Your FCC, please do something about me. I'm so tired of the idiots doing what I'm doing, but they do it, and they don't care, and there's no repercussions. So I thought I'd do it, because nobody cares. Nobody's even spoke up about me overcoming this radio transmission. Go ahead. Go ahead and try to pick out where it's coming from. It's Grand Rapids. Grand Rapids. Now, one of the rules of this band is no foul language. And we do not appreciate such language. NA MGL Mobile. Station from Florida. You still online?
And that is why networks get shut down. N2 PDF. I will be on the side.
It's about 9-10 degrees here, right? 9-10 outside. I'm just in the washing the towels, and just been. I'm gonna make a cup of coffee in a moment, and just open the window, the back door and the front door to get the fresh air in. Back to you there.
Yeah, not quite sure what happened then, Mulligan, because good signal to start, but then it dropped right away. Got that you were getting towels, and then after that, it just the signal went way down low. So, good you're getting on to the domestics there, and yeah, that's what I need to do this morning, some outside work before it gets too hot. Apparently it's going to get quite hot today, and I think there are already some fire bans in place, something to be aware of. So it's that time of the season again. Be aware of these things. So, I'll put it back to you and see what you had to say about what was going on in your household there, Mulligan. VK6MRB, VK6HRP. Go ahead, Mulligan.
Yeah, well, tonight, yeah, could be my handheld. One of my handheld is not working properly. It's not very functioning, but I'm back on my base station now. Yeah, just doing the washing and just doing, I'm going to make a cup of coffee and get ready for the day, mate. Back to you.
Yeah, much better that time, Mulligan. Yeah, great. Okay, yep, well, I'll get out of your way and have a good one. And we'll send it further down the curly cord and, yeah. I suppose you've heard it from young Max lately. Interested to see how young Max is getting on. Sure, he's itching to get back on doing his normal things. But, yeah, he's got other things taking place right now. Okay, Mulligan, good to hear you. Yeah, much better signal that time through the system. VK6MRB, VK6HRC.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to him lately. I think he's probably still asleep. He's been working hard on the weekend, cleaning the, the store in town there. Oh, I'll catch you on the credit card. I'll catch you on the credit card. Because I'm going to be going clear.
Yeah, okay, Mulligan. Have a great day. And we'll see a bit further down. Cheers for now. VK6MRB, VK6HRC. Good morning to the shortwave listeners.
VK6MRB, going clear.
VK6HRC, Golf Delta 4, Sierra Victor Delta.
Yeah, good morning. I got part of that. I think it's Delta 4 Victor, Sierra. Yeah, good morning. Name's Richard in Perth, Western Australia. Yeah, go ahead.
The call sign here is Golf Delta 4 Sierra Victor Delta. Golf Delta 4 Sierra Victor Delta. I'm the Isle of Man, and my name is Tony. A GD4CD.
Okay. Golf Delta 4, Sierra Victor. And I was not concentrating, I missed the name, but good to hear you this morning. Yeah, it's about, what's the time? Yeah, about 10 past 5, Monday morning, Western Australia, 17 degrees Celsius. And good to work you for the first time. So, yeah, just catching up with young Mulligan. There's a regular on the band here, and it's an early morning wellness check for all of us. Make sure we're still around. Yeah, Golf Delta 4, Sugar Victor Delta, VK6 Hotel, Romeo Charlie.
From Golf Delta 4, Sierra Victor Delta. Yes, the location is the Isle of Man. The Isle of Man, that's midway between England and Ireland. GD4CD.
Oh yes, so well know that the island, well know the island and the fact you have there. Yeah, I don't know if you are enthusiast or not, but if you are, that's a great place to be. So, yeah, so it's a lovely place, and because I seen quite a bit, because I do any time
any comes up about the Isle of Man, always have a look. It's mostly due to the motorcycle races that you have there. Yeah, what do you feel about the motorcycle races? Were you enthusiastic or it's just a big nuisance? Golf Delta 4, Sierra Victor Delta, VK6 Hotel, Romeo Charlie.
From Golf Delta 4, Sierra Victor Delta. Well, it's cultural, isn't it? Must be cultural. The horses at the bottom of my garden. If you watch the races, you'll probably know where Signpost Corner is, and I'm about 6 hours before that. GT4CD.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, right amongst it. Dang. Okay. Yeah. And I presume you've been here for a while. So, yeah, I always get really hectic at times. And, I understand. Is it the noise and the crowds, what have you? Must make life a bit difficult for a while. And then it's over for another year. So, quite an event. Quite an event, for sure. We have a similar event over here in Australia. It's a road race cars. And it's a similar, during most of the year it's a street, and then every now and then it becomes a racing circuit. It's Mount Panorama in Bathurst in New South Wales, and that's also very similar. Like the history is well known, been going for a long, long time, and quite a challenging, not as challenging as the Isle of Man, I don't think, but it's very, very challenging circuit up over with Mount Panorama. So it's, don't know if you've heard of that at all. And I do know of people that live in places that become very busy in tourist season, do not like tourist season at all. They like to be able to get back to the normal life that they are living before the inrush of crazy tourists there. Golf Delta 4, Sugar Victor Delta, VK6 Hotel, Romeo Charlie, Richard.
From Golf Delta 4, Sierra Victor Delta. Okay there, Richard, yes. No, I haven't heard of those races. We have two sessions of racing. As you know, there's the PT, and then a bit later on in the year, there's the Grand Prix session. So we've actually got the two blocks. It's okay if you know your way around it. Luckily, I'm outside the course rather than inside the course. So I can get into town and do my shopping. And it's actually quite good when the racing is on, because the roads generally tend to be quiet and I get a good run into town. But there we are. What else have we got on the Isle of Man? I do believe we've got an awful lot of wallabies. They escaped from a wildlife park, so that's part of our wildlife. GD4CD.
Well, I hope
you're
around them all up. Yeah, we've been running wild around the place. Because that is one of the features of the races here, over here in Australia. You often get some sort of wildlife running across the track, and sometimes it's rabbits, which is bad enough, but you get the occasional wallaby or kangaroo, but that's not good at all. It makes life quite exciting for the people on the circuit, that's for sure. That's good. Yeah, that's great that you can get out and about without being trapped in the house, but that'd be terrible. There's a chap out from your part of the world, I don't know where he from over the UK somewhere. I don't think he'd class himself as UK, but anyway, from your part of the world, the G Corp was out here yesterday operating, doing these SOTA things. He's out on the SOTA summit. So we called in and checked in with him. Hopefully he got enough contacts to put that in the log as a successful expedition. He's over here on holiday, I think. I don't know if he can see any outdoor activities there. Golf Delta 4, Sugar Victor Delta, VK6 Hotel, Romeo Charlie.
From GD4SVD. I don't know what happened just then, but there was quite a lot of rumble on your voice, but I got most of it. What I'm thinking about is we've got a simplex gateway round here, and I'm trying to work out what would be a good Oz All-Star link to put on it. So I've been having a look around, and by the sound of it, a VK6 hub might be a good bet, because we've got some of our people are out at night, your time of day, doing the on the ambulances. So I thought something for the night owls would be rather good. But so anyway, as I say, I'm looking to see what's around in DK. GD4CD.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, well, this is, quite a few repeaters and nodes linked to this hub. And if you have a look on the map, you'll have see how many you'll actually link up and down the west coast of Western Australia. And it's a bit early in the morning now. It's a shame, actually, not a lot of traffic, but it's worth a try. Not a lot of people seem to use this, really. But, yeah, it's put a call out and you might be able to catch somebody. It's only 5 o'clock in the morning here. At one stage, we see have a lot of people that were going on to and from work, but that seems to have died off somewhat. Why, I don't know. But, yeah, we don't have a large population of amateurs over here, which doesn't help either. But, yeah, for sure, have a go. And it does pick up. So I think it would probably be about... It varies the traffic. When I'm in the shack, I have it running. And, not a great deal of traffic, but it's a big system there. Golf Delta 4, Sugar Victor Delta, VK6 Hotel, Romeo Charlie.
From Golf Delta 4, Sierra Victor Delta. Okay, yes. I had a look at the bubble map a few days ago. I'm sure I saw some stations from the States also linking in. I saw some Filipino stations also linking in to the hub. GD4CD.
Yeah, correct. Quite a few Americans link in, and there's one that is quite prolific as heck. And he's American from Pennsylvania, and he's a regular on the net here. And, he's a few others, but Hank is probably the number one that joins us. I haven't heard of Filipino stations, but, I have it running when I'm in the shack, so anytime anybody calls in and wants to have a chat, no problem whatsoever. Anyway, I'm losing my voice here, and I need to go and have a cup of tea. But good to hear you this morning, this evening. So we'll hope to work in the future if you care to turn up. Golf Delta 4, Victor Delta, VK6 Hotel, Romeo Charlie.
From GD4 SVD. Okay, well, thanks for confirming that there is light in VK6. I was a bit worried listening earlier, but of course... you've got to wait for dawn your end, I guess. Okay, all the best. And GD4 SVD.
Roger, yes,
it's
early. Summer's here now, and it's nothing like, just after 4 o'clock or so. So it's pretty daylight right now. And, I don't know if you heard me talking to the other station before, but we're currently our summer season with the fire bans, and already this week there's some fire bans in place, high fire, high temperatures and winds. So a bit of a worrying time there. Okay, nice. Thanks for the contact. And let's get it further down the log. G Golf Delta 4, Delta, VK6 Hotel, Romeo Charlie, 73.
GD4SVD, 73, Richard. GD4SVD, back to monitoring.
VK6 NRV, if you're around the bowl, VK6 NRV, VK6 NRV, listening.
is Ben because it's Ben because it might be good morning. They might was late past.
I should. Sure slept in, but look at him. Out in the sky. Whoopee. Great to be alive there, Mel. Yeah, well, I gave a call last night, or yesterday, what time? Around maybe 5 o'clock it was, Mel, when I had a moment to look at the Eau de Cologne and check out the photos. And you live pretty okay there, Mole. That's lovely, the enclosure you've created. You'll be able to sit out there and I don't know how much, you can enjoy the breeze in the afternoon, sea breeze. Yeah, but you got the chairs and tables there, and the back. It looks very, very good. Who came up with the idea of? Was it done by a contractor, or was it all DIY? You know, do it yourself. Then I'll go ahead.
I do it myself, my design, and the way I wanted it, and so I got the guy, the wife that worked with me, the husband, got material, from Bunnings, and I just asked him to do it for me, and my design, the way I want it, and that's the way I want it, and it looks good, but it's not half finished yet. I'm gonna put one of those fake leaves on the side, make it like a little bush, like a little paradise, palm tree. So I'm gonna put a mesh inside to cover the daylight, and the top the daylight, and the bottom will be the fake leaves, fake trees. I'm going to put an indoor plant. So that's what the plant is. So I'm going to put all plants around the corner there with you.
Hold the button in next. It's done justice to the carport there, Mole. I don't know how cold it'll get during the winter, but at this time of the year, you can certainly get value for money out of it there, Mel. And I just think I'm going to sneeze. Excuse what? Yeah, a big, don't know where that came from. No, it's damn good, Mel. Excellent. You're 10 out of 10 for that effort. And the gate on the back, that goes, would normally go out the back of the carport into the yard. I'll go ahead.
No, the gate was, I've got another gate entering into the front door. So the gate opens sideways and the door opens both ways in the carport. In the side.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Tango Tango on frequency. 88 HTT, seek in.
Kilo 8, Bravo Charlie Mike.
Kilo 8, Bravo Charlie Mike, 88 HTT, how copy?
Full copy, how you doing?
Oh, real good, yep. Delta Alpha November here in New Oscoda, actually, down with a pilot. insight on how that happened. Maybe they did some maintenance on the antenna. I don't know. I got you riding here over in Oscoda, USL.
Well, I don't know what happened, sir, but all I pulled out of that was QSL. Yes, QSL on the QSL, but I don't know what's going on with your signal. It's in now. Repeater's dropping it. I think you're outside the range, but you were very clear when I answered back the first time.
Okay, yep, roger that. Okay, not sure if I'm back or not, but at any rate, I'll copy now. KD8HTT, back to you.
Got you now. Yeah, you're sounding good. Known for the last, but go ahead.
Well, good enough. Yeah, I was wondering, thought maybe this repeater was down for a little while. But I don't know, it could have been something I was doing wrong, but I don't think so. But anyhow, yeah, I got good copy on everybody now. It seems like these signals are stronger coming into my radio. But anyhow, I appreciate you coming back. I'm not sure what you do, but we're over here in Oscoda, where we're experiencing a bit of an ice storm. anyways, yep, almost full quieting, sounded good.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I just popped her up to high power. It was on medium. I don't know why. I guess I just hit this repeater easily from where I'm at. But I first half what you said, and then you just kind of dropped out. I don't know what it is. I think you're just outside of the range is all it is, man. When you're in, you're in. And when you're not, you're just not. I don't know what else to tell you.
All right, good enough. Appreciate you coming back. 88HTT, I'll stand by.
How's that? Have a good night. 7-3, okay, BCM.
DMA is portable.